Welcome to Weekly Edition. My name is Pat Allen. Thank you very much for tuning in. Appreciate you giving us some time on this weekend. Today we're going to talk about the Daffodil Days, which is coming up. It's a fundraiser for the Presbyterian Foundation here in Albuquerque. We've had this conversation numerous times in the past on Weekly Edition, and I brought back by popular request two of the most popular guests that we've ever had on the show here. I've got Dr. Nancy Gwynn from Presbyterian, and I have Julie Bowditch, who is sits on the board for the Presbyterian Foundation. Ladies, welcome to Weekly Edition.
Thank you very much for having us back. I can't believe a year has passed already.
People think that every time they think, Daffodil Days already? Mm-hmm. And it's really the way it is, isn't it? I mean, here we are in February and getting into March, and the flowers will be everywhere, and they're beautiful, and people love them. So, and they serve a great purpose as well. They just don't bring a little smile to your face in your home or your office, but the money you spend on those flowers goes a long way. We're going to talk about that here today on Weekly Edition. So let's start with you, Julie. You are on the board for the foundation. Can you give me a little oversight as to what the foundation actually is all about when it comes to Presbyterian?
Sure. We exist to raise and distribute money to Presbyterian healthcare services. That's why we exist. So we are busy all year long doing exactly that. And a lot of our events have been around for quite a while. They're very popular and make a lot of money for Presbyterian, which is what we want to do.
And the flowers, it's one of your signature events here in the springtime. You have another one, I think it's Just for Laughs, or Laughter is the Best Medicine.
There you go.
Is
Laughter is the Best Medicine, okay. Is our premier event,
okay,
followed by Daffodils. And Daffodils is in its 37th year, which I cannot believe.
Whoever thought those plastic flowers would last this long?
Anyway. Well, I think plastic get a does kind of last flower. That long.
mine aren't lasting like that.
People probably think of the logistics that goes into making Daffodil Days happen or day happen. First of all, there's a sort of a window of distribution in March. When is that?
March 20th and 21st,
okay.
Basically.
Do you know if this is something else that goes on in other communities across the country?
To some degree, yes, does it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get your flowers?
We get our flowers through People's Flower Shops, either from Washington State or Oregon State, depending on what they do.
Okay.
And how the weather is.
Yeah, the timing has got to be pretty important on this one, because you got to have the flowers have to be at a certain peak, so to speak.
We've had to put the event off a couple of weeks through the years. Last year was 2 weeks, which was really tough, because setting this out and mapping this event out is tough enough once, but if you have to redo it in the same year, our staff is amazing, is all I have to say.
Well, you rely a lot on volunteers.
Yes, we do.
So if you have a volunteer, yeah. If you have a volunteer that commits to doing a weekend, and then all of a sudden you're saying, we've got to do it the following, I'm not here.
Exactly. So everything changes.
It does. So you have like 300 volunteers?
Over 300.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do they do, your volunteers?
Oh, my goodness.
Where do we start?
Oh, yes. Where do we start? Volunteers unload the people's truck and put it in our truck for the week. They unload 160,000 stems and put it in the truck, and we take it to our warehouse, in which we prep them all, either make bunches out of them or arrangements and get them ready for sale and delivery later on in the week. Volunteers are all over that. They also man the sale sites on Friday and Saturday. They actually sell the daffodils to the public.
The main method to distribute these, though, is pre-order, correct?
We love it if you pre-order. And the nice thing about pre-ordering daffodils is if you order over $100 in your pre-order, we will deliver them to one location in Albuquerque or Rio Rancho on Thursday, the 19th, which is the day before they actually go on sale. So you get kind of a little pre-boost. And you can do that on our website. And you take the orders, make the payment, and then we deliver or you pick up. If you're going to pick up your orders under $100, you would pick them up on Friday at a Presbyterian sales site.